Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, also Rich Galen. Bill's website is dsi.biz, and Rich Galen's website is Mullings, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S, Mullings.com, where you can find his twice-weekly cyber column. They're both political operatives, at least part of their career. Part of their day is spent doing that, and have been. They're both serious veterans in the national political arena. Bill, I'm gonna let you go first. Both of your candidates on the Democrat side, Mr. Sanders and Ms. Clinton, are leaving North New Hampshire with a win apiece under their belts on the way to Nevada, where there are more caucuses. How are they going to do there?
I think Hillary has traditionally performed well in that caucus state. That, unlike the Iowa caucuses, which are a little screwy, if you want to look at it that way, in terms of the rulemaking,
yeah.
The Nevada caucuses are pretty straightforward. There's also a significant impact of Clark County, which is the county surrounding Las Vegas,
right,
on those caucuses. And in that impact, you get, at least in the Democratic votes, as Rich will, I'm sure, verify, a significant amount of the hotel, hospitality, and casino workers. They tend to be disproportionately younger. They tend to be Hispanic Americans or other minorities. I'm a little worried because it's certainly ripe picking for Bernie, given where he's
yeah.
going. But I think that these folks, unlike the folks in some of the other states, do see the issue of electability as a primary concern.
But Bill, Hillary did not do well with the young people in New Hampshire.
No, and she was the first one to admit it in her speech. But as we were discussing just off the break for a second, if you look at some of the crosstabs, where she did marvelously, where she lapped Bernie in spades, it was she had 82% of those people who were worried singularly about electability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point, as this election, as folks sober up and begin to worry about who can win this election versus who their heart says they might want to have if they had all their choices,
right,
electability will matter.
But
were also discussing, this is a post-Kardashian election, and the celebrity thing is just...
The celebrity reality, you know, TV thing, yeah. So Rich, is Bill onto something, or what do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so. I've been wrong about Trump every time I've opened my mouth that I refuse to even, you know... Other than in a bridge game, I refuse to say the word. But at some point we think that will happen, that people will say, okay, that was fun. Now let's figure out who can get to beat the
but
other
that
guy.
That sounds like general election decisions, not primary decisions.
Yeah, that's what I think both of us are sort of hoping for.
You're whistling past the graveyard on that, I think.
Though. The electorate. Well. But again, Iowa and New Hampshire, or Iowa and New Hampshire, talking about Kardashians, I mean, they're only important because the press makes them important.
Mm-hmm.
If the press decided that Delaware was the bell ringer, then everybody would be in Delaware, but they don't. So nobody
is. So what's South Carolina going to do for the GOP?
Well, I think what the South Carolina may do for the GOP is further... No, I don't think it's going to win on the field anymore. I think everybody who's in will stay in through the end of the month. But you know what happens? And so, I mean, we'll see what happens. It's a different electorate. It's a much more diverse electorate on both sides, both racially and geographically,
mm-hmm.
In terms of income, age, a lot of retirees. So we'll see how it all spreads out. I mean, I think the guy that's really on the bubble in South Carolina is probably Jeb Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think is Trump cutting? And young people.
Oh yeah, no, he led in every crosstab that there was in New Hampshire. There's no question.
But
about
will that follow in South Carolina? Do you think?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
But you know South Carolina. What do you think?
Oh no, I think it will. I mean, I don't know if there's any. Reason
so you think for you think Trump's going to win South Carolina?
I think he'll win South Carolina.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think it will be I think his immediate threat in South Carolina, of all things, might be Cruz, given the level of
evangelicals. The other thing that people forget about, though, Jim.
Mario has to do Marco Rubio. I'm sorry, Marco. He has to do well in South Carolina, doesn't he?
Well, somebody wrote this morning. I think Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia called it his debate a Rick Perry moment. And that's going to stick with him. And I've never quite gotten the joke about Rubio. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
But there's a whole stage full of talented guys.
Well, like you were saying earlier that with all the press and the coverage of everything, if somebody catches you picking your nose one day, you're done.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other part of it is the expectation game. Cruz is whining about the fact that Rubio got a lot more attention for coming in third in Iowa than he got for coming in first.
Yeah.
But that's and on your side, Bill, I thought that the you guys really kind of dodged a bullet because the Sanders campaign didn't set the bar high enough for Mrs. Clinton coming, you know, and how much she needed to win by.
What do you think, Bill?
In Iowa.
I think that Bernie wasn't sure he was going to win in Iowa. I think if he had to look back a week or so, and Rich is absolutely right, he would adjust this and say, of course we're going to lose, big, and then he would have looked like a winner coming in within a hair's breadth of her. But I think that to Rich's question, you know, that Marco, I think, I don't think South Carolina is going to make a difference. I think Marco's a dead man walking and just doesn't know it yet. I would say from my side of the aisle, that moment was his Rick Perry moment, and the coverage has been incessant about that ever since.
Yeah,
and it's very difficult to see where he wins, in Florida.
I can't agree more. I think Jeb Bush may be the surprise in South Carolina. I think Kasich will not have legs to South Carolina, but I think Jeb Bush just might.
Interesting. Quick break. We come back. I'm going to get the guys to handicap going forward, beyond Super Tuesday for their parties, candidates. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.